What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. Today is Thursday, correct? Let me check, because yes, yesterday I got in a group chat with my family and was like, Happy Tuesday. Whole time, baby. Tuesday done came and gone. We on Wednesday. So, happy Thursday. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Thursday. And I really just want to talk about just the thing. We're going to call this one Throwback Thursday, okay? Because yesterday, as I told you guys, you know, in the message, if you have not heard it, I definitely recommend you going back to play it. The best things in life are free, or the best things are free. Because who the sun sets free is free indeed, okay? So when you come up out of that bondage, when you come up out of those pits that we put ourselves in of darkness, when you come out of fear and doubt and anxiety and hate and envy and bitterness and worrying and stressing, when you come out of those things, you are free and you have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Because even though you may not know how God is going to do it, you trust God enough that he's going to do it. And so I came back on yesterday just to give you guys a small reminder, because I had realized that after I had decided to stand up in faith, that the enemy started attacking me. Warfare was coming from all around the place and I really didn't know what was going on. And I started talking crazy last night. I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. And one of my friends, I ended up texting her and just going off the handle, okay? She can vouch for me and say that this is true, you know? I was talking crazy, you know? And I was going against the very things that God spoke to me. And I kept asking myself, did the call change? You know, like, did the call change? And when you ask yourself, excuse me, when you take time and ask yourself, did the call change? You have to ask yourself, who called you? And what did the call insist of? You have to think about the characteristics of the person that called you. Did you call yourself? Did man call you? Or did God call you? Because if God called you, his word stands strong. He don't care what you're facing. He doesn't care what it looks like. Because we are children of God and we are to hold steadfast to our faith, unwavering. And even though we're human, we're going to go back and forth. But we have to be at a point where we get so foundated on God that we out-trump the things that the devil says, the enemy says, his people says. Like, we have to, even sometimes God will test us. The enemy will be allowed to test us, you know? And it's so funny because one of my, coworkers, or my old coworkers at my last job, she sent me, I haven't watched it yet, but she sent me something about Job. And it's crazy because the other day I was sitting here, and that's why I said Throwback Thursday, because I was sitting here remembering how God brought me through last month, how God brought me through the month before that. And like I told you guys in a previous episode, baby, the money gone, there is none. Okay. It's literally the grace of God. Like, it's literally the grace of God. Like, when I say that, I'm not flexing. I'm not. No. Because I literally sit over here days, tears running down my face, crying. Because I'm like, this is the hardest thing I have ever had to do. Because I'm so used to thinking that I'm in control. Because let's be real, we're never really in control. So I've been so used to just thinking like, oh, I'm in control. And I got this. And I'm going to do this. And I'm used to having steady income. I'm used to figuring it out. And what do you do when you get to a role where you've exhausted all your options? And now you really have to fully trust God. You don't know how God's going to do it. You don't know if God is going to do it when you want him to do it, but you know he's going to do it, because that's the characteristics of God, of the God we serve, of the Father who loves us. And God doesn't care about what we see. He doesn't care about what we feel, because our feelings are not valid. Your heart is deceitful. Your feelings are deceitful. So you don't move off your flesh. You move off the words of God. And you continue to get in your word. You continue to sing your words up in prayers to the heavens so that you can, or to heaven, so that you can be equipped to suffer. You can be equipped to go through the sufferings that the day may bring. Because just as well as you're consistently, steadfastly praying and seeking, so is the enemy. He's prowling. He's looking to devour you. Oh, you thought you was going to stand up in faith? You thought you was going to make it out of this? I did think. Because I have a God that told me that I am an overcomer. He did not give me a spirit of fear, but of victory. I can step on the devil's head and win, because God has already overcome this world. He's already got the victory. And because I belong to a king who is victorious, I'm victorious. And that's why I tell you guys, every time, you have to remember, your name carries weight. Your name carries weight because of the Father. Because of your Father. You are a daughter of a king. The only one true king. King of kings and Lord of lords. Lover of... Listen, I don't know where that came from. But, y'all, I love me some CC Winers, okay? I love that song, King of Kings, okay? It made me think of that when I was just talking, but yeah, so last night I was sitting here and I was just talking like, I'm gonna get me a job, I'm gonna get me this, and I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna do that, and I told you guys before what, you know, what God spoke to me, about my job, and I had to literally sit down, and it wasn't even, like, my friend, she was there just hearing me through it, just talking me through it, you know, and helping me be rational, and, you know, helping me come up with better solutions, and I'm like, even in the midst of that, it wasn't much that she even, like, it was just a conversation for me, because the words that I was saying, like, when I went through and read those things last night, after I came back to my senses, when I came to, I was just like, Lord, your girl was going, like, I was tripping, but that's how deep it gets, like, you get in a pit sometimes and you just like, I cannot do this. Like, when I tell you last night, I broke down because I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do this. Like, why am I steady wavering? And sometimes you're so lost because you're like, I don't know what happened. Like, I was on fire for you. I was doing what you told me to do. I'm following your lead. I'm doing what you called me to do. How I was just okay 2 minutes ago. But now here I am another minute or two. And now I'm stressing, I'm worrying, I'm crying, I'm looking at everything else. But that's because I took my focus off the person, the thing that mattered. I took my focus off the son. And I started focusing on the things that were coming up against me. I started focusing on the money I don't have. I started focusing on the bills that are piling in. I started focusing on how we're going to get through for next month. We just got into this month. Started thinking about next week, the week after that, and the week after, like... It gets so bad that you start, like I said yesterday, you can't be in your yesterday today worrying about tomorrow. You have to be in today. I can't sit here and shed tears from something that happened yesterday. This is a whole new day. The mercies that God gives are new. You pick yourself up, you move on, and you walk through it. And that's what I had to do last night. I had to literally come to a point where I said, you know what, God? I'm going to trust you regardless. I'm going to trust you. And I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how you get this done. I'm going to trust you. Because you did it for me before. You will do it again. You wouldn't call me out here to leave me. And you haven't left me yet. So why would today be any different from every other day? I didn't just leave my job. And like, sometimes you got to sit with the facts. Forget the other things that are coming. Forget the bills that are piling up. Forget all of that. Look at the facts. And no real way does it make sense for the things that you've gone through, the things that you do, for you to still be standing. That's only by the grace of God. And so after I picked myself up and I dusted off and I started praying without ceasing, and I said, you know what, God, I'm in this wholeheartedly. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if I lose everything, because I know that if I lose it all, I've lost it before. I've lost everything before. I've had to move back in with family members before. So this would be nothing new. The only thing is now I get so anxious because I'm like, I have a son. And I don't want to feel like a burden to somebody by having to pack up and move or do something and stay with somebody else. But I know that God never told me that was going to happen. And it hasn't happened by the grace of God. And so, excuse me, you have to just continue to trust the words that God spoke and literally ask yourself, did the call change? Did the call change? Did it change for Esther? Even though she was facing a death threat? Did it change? No. Did it change for David? Even though he was anointed to be king and it took him 15 years, and then once... What was once a person who admired you was now a person who was chasing you to kill you. You got kids and your wife and all your things are home and you're on the run for your life. Did the call change? In the lion's den, did it change? With Sarah and Hagar, the promise, something else was birthed out of them doing their own things. But did the promise change? Ishmael was still born. Let's go further. Abraham and Isaac, when God told him to sacrifice Isaac. But that was still the promise. Did the promise change, though? No, because God told him, wait, don't touch him. Don't place a hand on him. I'm asking you for your faith. I'm testing you. And you've passed. So now that I know that you would give up the very thing that I promised you in another season, you give it back to me because you trust me enough that I'm going to give you back double. I'm going to supply whatever you need. And you remember, Abraham didn't know what was going to happen to how he was going to bring Isaac back. But he trusted that God would do it. And God provided a ram in a bush for a sacrifice over Isaac. It's all a test. When you wake up and you realize that it's beyond what you see, everything is spiritual. It's in the spiritual realm. It's not just physical. There is real principalities and people in power that will try to come up against you because of your faith, because of who you're connected to. This stuff is real, you guys. And I remember being a person who didn't believe in demons and all this warfare. And please, it's real. And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. It's real. There are real demons, real spirits out here trying to attach themselves to you because they don't want you to prosper. They want you to forfeit. The enemy, what does it say? He still kills and destroys. He wants you to forfeit your inheritance into the kingdom. But yeah, this stuff is real out here. Like, the stuff that you're reading in the Bible is not a fairy tale. It's not a story, a book, a bedtime story, a fairy tale. It's real. It's real. But you have to ask yourself, did the call change? And like I said, you know, I got a text message from my old coworker, and I haven't watched it yet, but I'm assuming it was about Job. And I thought about Job because, and I talked about this in another episode. Job was a man who was doing everything right. Sometimes it's not about what you're doing wrong. You're doing everything right. So sometimes you have to go through that storm. And sometimes the storm feels like it's never ending. The storm will come in and sweep everything from you. But God still wants to know, will you still trust me? Because I called you and the call still is the same. It still remains. The call didn't change. And if it changed, you have to ask yourself, well, who told you it changed? And who called you? Because last night I told myself, well, you know what? God, obviously you didn't really mean for me to do the things that I'm doing. So I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to go back doing this and doing that. And I woke up this morning and I started singing this song. It's not a gospel song, but you guys, I told you guys, take God out of the box. But the message behind that, I was like, okay, Lord. And I know it was because yesterday I was like, really, I was really going against everything I said was going against what God spoke to me. You know, and God had already told me, once I had decided, like, basically, it's a Deuteronomy 11 thing, right? If you read Deuteronomy 11, you'll know. And one of the verses, it says that this is like a curse and a blessing. Because if you answer and you follow God's commandments, everything will be fine. Like, God will continue to be by your side. He will continue to go with you. But if you answer and you do your own thing, then, you know, God's hand will come up against you. You're going to face his judgment. And I always say, I don't want to end up like Saul. I don't want to be the greatest twinkle of God's eye. And then in the nick of the drop, I'm just like, oh, now you out here doing what you want to do. You know, because it's so easy to slip away. It's so easy to walk into our own thing because it gets hard. Like I told you guys, being real, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Walking by faith and not by sight. It's like you walk in a straight line, but your eyes are shut. But we know that faith is not by what we see. It's by what we know to be true. Trusting God that he's going to do the very things that he said he's going to do. And as for me in my house today, God has done everything that he said he would do. Has it been hard? Yeah. terribly hard. But sometimes, you know what? You got to get in the car, put your seatbelt on, put the other person's seatbelt on. You got to put the seatbelts on in the back. You got to buckle in, because just as well as God has called you, the enemy heard that call. He's a thief. He steals. He's listening. He's prowling. So just as well as you go, he's chasing after you. So you cannot be focused on the things that are trying to come up against you. Continue to cover yourself in the full armor of God and remind yourself that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But I woke up singing this song, Promise Ring, by Tiffany Evans. I don't know if you guys, it's an old song. And basically, this song is about basically a promise ring from a guy that she's dating or whatever. And she says, there's a part where she says, I can't even think about it. Promise, if I will, you promise me. What is the lyrics? Okay, those aren't the lyrics, but the part I'm trying to think of. I've been singing it all morning because I was like, well, why am I singing this song? I haven't listened to this song in years. And I kind of knew what God was telling me. And I'm trying to tell you what it said, but I can't remember the words. I was like, come on, Lord, help me with it. Okay, wait. If you break your promise, I'm leaving. Forget this. Let me look up the lyrics, okay? Because I've been listening to it all morning. But see, that's just like the enemy. He don't want me to tell y'all this. What did I say, Tiffany? Bear with me, guys. Trying to Google right now. Yes, I will. Can promise. Yes, I will. Can promise me. How in the world could a girl say no? Okay, but anyways, while I'm looking up the, boom, here we go. It's a part in there. So the beginning says, sometimes a girl needs to know that she's appreciated for all the things she does with some sort of token of love. Because without it, her young heart won't know, right? And so it says, and right then, to my surprise, he pulled out a small velvet box, pink ribbon tied. I'm wondering what's inside. He opened it and then he replied. He said, I promise not to hurt you, promise not to lie. Sorry, y'all. Because now it's coming back to me as I'm saying it. Okay, so it says, I'm not going to sing because I can't sing. But it says, he said, I promise not to hurt you. I promise not to lie. I promise to befriend you and defend you with my life. I promise you forever. I promise you today. He said, would you wear my promise ring? I said, yes. And then this is the part I was trying to think of. It says, if you break your promise, we're breaking up. Got a couple things that I want. Walks in the park and sweet things if I rock your promise ring, right? So y'all listen to this, I'm like, girl, no. So basically, in a nutshell, what the Lord was telling me about this is that just as well as God is a promise keeper, I have to be a promise keeper. I have to promise to continue to answer, to say yes to the call. You know, when you see the part where she says, he said, would you wear my promise ring? I said, yes. And for me, that was the moment that God told me what I had to do. I made a decision. Because God said, you can do it your way or you can do it my way. But I made the decision to say yes to God. To keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 11:1. I have it posted over my door. I'm telling you guys, I live this every day. I literally live my life by Deuteronomy 11. Because this is what God gave to me. Basically about the call of my life. That when you go, do not hold up other idols before me. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't go befriending things that you never knew about. Don't go doing things in your way, turning away from my hand, because then you're going to feel my wrath. So when you go and you say yes to my will, I want you to do my will. And if I called you and I told you, leave your job, leave that family member behind, leave that friends behind, leave that relationship behind, don't go running back to the very things I told you to take your hand off of, because then I'm going to take my hand off you. And I'm not saying that God is going to damn you to hell or anything like that. What I'm saying is you're no longer going to be in the promise because you broke your promise with God. And let me be real with you. Let me be real with you guys, okay? For instance, family members, right? The Lord had already told me certain people I need to separate from. But as a human being with a genuine heart, I still was going around these people, letting them in. And long story short, it ended badly. But I was in tears. And so God told me, I told you to back away. You know, I told you to love them from a distance, but you chose to go and do things your way. And I allowed it. Did I want to see you heartbroken? No. But this is what I'm saving you from, because you don't know people's intention towards you. Whole time, people in your face smiling and laughing, acting like, girl, so proud of you, so happy for you. You did such a big thing. And behind your back, they talking about you. In front of you, they laughing and kicking. But when you turn your head, they talking about you. In their head, they're talking about you. And then all of a sudden, when you're around them long enough, your light just starts to shine brighter through their darkness. They're not happy with themselves, so they can't be happy with who you are, because now you're following God. You're doing what it is that God has called you to do. You're not perfect. And that's the thing that, oh, y'all see me getting passionate about it, because this breaks my heart every day, because I'm like, whole time, people really be in your face acting like they're for you and they're against you. And you know what? It's okay, because you got to know that God will work on their heart. It's not your job to fix them. You do what God calls you. Now, if God sends you to that person and say, you know what, help this person through, because we are helpers of mankind. But if God tells you to remove yourself, don't keep going back, dibbling, dabbling, trying to help a person who can't help themselves because they're too far in darkness. You got to let God be God. And that was my problem. I was trying to play God. I'm going over here praying for you, praying over your house, doing all these things. And it's this, like, it still came up against me in the worst way, okay? I'm not going to ponder on that too much, but now I learned my lesson. It's kind of like that kerosene heater thing. When I put my hand on the kerosene heater and I got burned, I know to this day I don't even like looking at a kerosene heater, because I know what the impact is. I'm not curious about, oh, I wonder what this person doing. Wonder what that. No, I'm not curious no more, because when you're curious, you get hurt. Especially when you're curious about the wrong things. So you got to keep your promise just as much as God is you're in covenant. You got to be a promise keeper. So even though it's hard for me, and you guys will get emotional, but even though it's hard for me to sit here every day not knowing how this is going to get done, how this is going to, God has it figured out. And it's not my job to do God's job. It's not my job to do God's part, because I'm Jasmine. I'm not God. I'm not Alpha and Omega. I'm not the beginning and the end. And everything the Lord gives me, I don't know it fully. He doesn't give me a full blueprint. He told me, this is what I want you to do. Put your notice in 30 days. January 1st, you are not to be at this company. Stand on that. Either you accept it or you don't. But if you don't, just know my will is going to still prevail, and you're going to get hurt, because it's going to happen brutally. And you already know what it's like to disobey me. So do you want to try that again? And my answer was what? No. So I said yes to the promise. But last night, and plenty other nights, but last night, I think I was just, the warfare was real, you guys. Like, I was really like, I'm finna find me a job. I'm finna email my manager. I'm finna go back to work. I can't do this. This ain't for me. Da, da, da. Just talking crazy. And then when I realized, and I sat up, and I started looking at those text messages, and I started praying, I said, you know what, God, I'm sorry. Because I know this is the very thing you had already told me. I can't walk this walk out doing it my way. I got to stand still and hold on. I got to endure to the end. It's like I told you guys before. If you get to a door and you turn in the door, but it's locked. Or you get to the handle and you don't open it because you're afraid it's locked. And you turn around, but you're there. You're that much closer to where God's trying to take you. But the enemy wants you to forfeit. So I woke up singing this song, and I was just like, oh my God. And I knew that God was letting me know, like, listen, not only did I make a promise to you, but you promised me that you would do the will for my life, for your life that I have for you. You promised me that you would go, and regardless of what it looks, because God had already told me it wasn't going to be easy, but I didn't expect it to be this hard. Here I am coming in with a plan, and God said, no, erase that plan. I want you to live day by day. The same way I provided manna for the Israelites is the same way I'm going to give you day by day what you need. And sometimes I'm going to be real. I was like, Lord, I'm thankful for this today, but how am I going to make it tomorrow? How am I going to pay this? How am I going to pay that? How am I going to do this? Da, 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 da. I got things that's coming up. I got things that's due. And God said, I'm giving you what you need today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Focus on today, because you can't go into tomorrow. You don't even know if you're going to make it until tomorrow. Let's be real. And so last night I was telling y'all, I can be real with y'all because I'm not ashamed. I'm not perfect, because people see me and they're like, oh, she holier than thou. Oh, she didn't know. I fall short all the time. I'm human, but I'm accountable, and I repent immediately because I'm like, Lord, I knew better. I knew better. Just like I told you with that situation with my family member. That I got out of pocket. I knew better. But that's what the enemy will do. He will tempt you to bring up the person you used to be. He will try to get you so far stuck in your past. The person who's angry all the time, ready to fight all the time, ready to defend himself. And what God told me is you don't have to defend you because I got you. Let me fight your battles. Because in the blink of an eye, you could have lost it all by doing things in your way. And so now, every person that the Lord told me to let go, I release my hand. Family, friends, coworkers, school, like anybody. Anybody that the Lord brings to me and say, remove yourself or distance yourself, I do it. Because I don't want to be hurt again. I don't want to be hurt trying to be genuine and be myself to you when the whole time your intentions towards me are not pure. Relationships. Told y'all, I talk about this all the time. That was the hardest thing I had to do. Change my mind from thinking that this was the person I was going to be with for the rest of my life to God saying, girl, please. I never told you that. You told you that. And I let you believe it. I can laugh about it now, but it ain't funny. Because it gets hard, you guys. It's hard. I can sit here and be real because a lot of people can't be real and talk to you about this stuff. But I'm serious. I was in here crying real tears last night. And this is what I was telling God. I can't do this. Like I said, the last Bible study, I'm in here crying real tears. I got the worst news. How am I supposed to show up in Bible study encouraging others when I can't even encourage myself? But the whole time, the Lord said, I got you. You encourage her, I'm going to encourage you while we're both encouraging her. The same words you're speaking to her, this ain't just for her, this is for you. So you got to let God be God and you got to keep your promises to God. Because a lot of times we get upset with God when he doesn't do the things we think he's going to do the way he's going to do them. But God never told you how he was going to do it. That's the problem. Like I told you in the change perspective, you got to stop thinking you're God. Proverbs 3:5. Lean not on your own understanding because you don't know how God's going to do it. You're not God. But you got to keep going. You got to keep walking. Keep your promises to God. Whatever you vowed and told God you weren't going to do, don't do it. Because the minute you move back and do it, it delays you. It sets you back. Look at the Israelites. They wandered for 40 years. And we sit here, that can never be me. Whole time, it's been me this whole time. I've been wandering for practically my whole life. Because I've been delaying and rejecting the things that God been called me to do. And now here I am finally sending it and it's getting harder than ever. What am I saying? It's getting harder than ever. But that's because I'm serious this time. I'm serious about what it is God wants me to do. And the devil knows that. The same way he knows that about you. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I fall short every day. Like I said, I had to repent for just going off the deep end, literally. Like I told you guys, I was the Israelite complaining and going, Lord, I'm thankful for what you gave me, but I need more. I need this and I need that. Not even being thankful for the very things I have today. Thanking God for what I have today, because some people don't have what I have today. Sometimes we feel so entitled and we feel like God's supposed to be our genie. He's not a genie. He's a father who loves us. And he will protect you. He will defend you. He will provide for you. I tell you guys, my help comes from the Lord. I wear that on my heart. And today was a reminder of that. Somebody randomly sent me a gift card. And I was like, oh my God. I can't tell you how many times I've randomly got Cash Apps. Randomly somebody sent me something. And a lot of, some of those times, I know for a fact, those came out of somebody talking about me. In a bad way. But I said, look at that. What the enemy intended for evil, God used it for good. Because you running your mouth to this person and now this person done sent me a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Tell me God won't do it. Don't tell me God won't do it. I don't know what you believe in him for, but he's going to do it. And it may not come the way you thought, but take it anyway. Hold on to the promises. Wear that promise across your heart. There's something in Deuteronomy 11 where it says, mark, and that's why I said I put this over my door because I used to have the whole, from Deuteronomy 11:1 to the last verse, I used to have it over each and every window in my door. What am I saying? Every window in my home, every door seal, because that's what it said, put it on. I used to have, you know, 11-1 all over the house. And then I printed the whole thing out, and I had it on my door, which I got to reprint it because it fell and my dog chewed it up. But but I wear it on my heart. And when I walk out the door every day, I see that. Because when I know when I'm going out that door, I still have to honor God and wear the promise. Because just as well as God's going to keep his promise, I got to keep my promise and do what it is God's called me to do. And in the beginning, when she says, like, sometimes a girl needs to know that she's appreciated for all the things she does with some sort of kind of token of love. Because without it, her young heart won't know. For me, I can be honest. I feel like, I'm like, Lord, I'm doing everything you told me to do, but I don't really know. You know, I don't know. Are you proud of me? Are you, like, I don't care about people. I care about you because this is for you, for your people. I'm like, I don't know. It's not going the way I thought it was going to go. And God says, keep going. The token of my love to you is the promises that I fulfill each and every day. It's the promises that I will provide for you. And I've done that. I'm doing that. Just as much as you're being obedient to me, I'm a promise keeper. I'm in covenant with you. And then it says, right then, to my surprise. Like I said today, my friend that I was talking to last night, crying and complaining about going off deep end with her, she sent me a gift card today. I wasn't expecting that because I didn't ask her for anything. I just wanted her to listen. I wanted somebody to talk to without feeling judged. I wanted somebody to talk to. And really, a lot of the times, I can sit here and talk to God and just let him know, like, this is how I'm feeling. But I know, like I said, all the time, my feelings are valid, but that doesn't make it right. I can't be led by my feelings because being led by my feelings will get me walked out of my inheritance from the kingdom, because that'll lead me to do things in my own strength. And that's what I was leading myself to last night, because I was going to get on that phone and call my old job and say, listen, y'all got a spot for you, girl? I can laugh about it, but last night I was not laughing, okay? It's real out here, you guys. You got to stay prayed up, and you got to get around people, I say this all the time, who can push you into purpose, who can speak life into you, even if they don't say the right thing, that they can talk you through it. And then you can come to your senses and say, you know what, girl, I can't do that. But I was like, well, I kept saying, why am I singing this song? I haven't heard this song in years. And it just take me out with a part when it says, he said, I promise not to hurt you. I promise not to lie. I promise to befriend you and defend you with my life. I promise you forever. I promise you today. He said, would you wear my promise ring? I said, yes. What? Is that not our God? He won't never hurt us. He will never lie to us. He would befriend us and defend you. Like I said, you got to let God fight your battles. I promise you forever. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I promise you today. And God asking me, are you going to continue to fulfill your promise to me? Are you going to continue to say yes? And what God, like, you guys, I tell you, God is in everything, man. You got to just continue to seek stuff out and search it out. Because the very things that you'd be like, well, dang, where that came from? Like I said, I haven't heard that song in years. I haven't sung it in years. I didn't see anything about her. And when I kept singing, I was like, I promise not to. Promise to defend you and defend you in my love. And I was like, wait. I said, Lord. Because like I said, I knew last night I was tripping. Because I was talking about walking away from the promise that I made to God. When I decided to put my notice in, that was me saying yes to God. And like I said, I didn't have a lot of time to think about it. I made my decision. I cried about it. I wrote my letter. And even the day of when it was time for me to return back to work and call, I called my boss to let her know like what was coming. Because I was like, I don't want to just send you this email. But I ended up telling her, and I prayed before. I said, well, Lord, if this ain't your will, the way that my manager responds will let me know what I need to do. And so I'm thinking like, oh, you girl, you know, you heard God wrong. You know, she gonna be like, no, don't leave. You know, let's just talk about it. No, she didn't do none of that. She was very understanding. She didn't try to talk me out of it because I've been in positions where, you know, sometimes it's like people will try to talk you out of it. But like I said, you have to pray before everything and ask God to continue to confirm. And like, even when I gave my notice, my last day was going to be the 27th, but I ended up staying to the 29th. And I said, Lord, whatever day you want me to stay. I said, if she asked me to stay a few days later, as long as it doesn't go into the new year, I'll do it. And so when we got on the call one day, because we didn't previously talk about this, but we got on the call and she was like, well, Jazz, do you think you can work till that Friday, to the last day? And I said, sure, of course. I'm like, but I remember, like, small things like that. God will consistently remind you of his word. The call didn't change. I'm sorry to be the one to break the news to you. It didn't change. God told you, you heard him correctly. You're doing what you're supposed to do. The call didn't change. His promises to you didn't change. Don't change your promise to God because you're thinking that he changed his mind about what he said to you because it doesn't look the way you thought. Let me tell y'all something. From day one, from January 1st, 2024, my life has not been going the way that I thought it was going to go. My apartment, my move was not the way I thought it was going to go. I thought I was going to have help. I thought I was going to be able to do this, do that. First of all, the apartment wasn't supposed to be ready till later. It ended up being ready sooner than later. So I had to scramble and finish up everything because I was moving. And then I didn't have no help. It was me by myself. Then on the third day, it was raining and carrying on. I was tired as a dog, but I got it done. I wasn't expecting that. And I'm glad that I chose where I stayed because the other option that I was going to choose was on the second floor. I can't get nothing up no second floor by myself. Small little things, yeah, but my dresser, my bed. Well, my bed I could have probably put because it was in a box. But my bed, my sofa, I could have done it. And so you got to know that the choices and the decisions that you choose to make are the right ones. And every day you live your life, you will be consistently reminded of that. Because like I said, when I sit here and I think about it, I'm like, I'm glad that I chose this option. Because had I would have chose the other one, I would have been looking real crazy. But the other one, it didn't even make sense. So I wouldn't have chosen in real life because I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. This doesn't make sense. And then you have to go back to the one that makes sense. And say, you know what, God, you're right. But then when I moved in, y'all, it was just one thing after another. That's all I'm going to say. Because if I sit here and tell you everything that happened, you're going to be like, well, girl, dang, you just been going through it. I have. But I know that's just the enemy. Because he wants you to get to that promised land and say, God, this can't be what you told me. This can't be right because this it don't feel right. And I tell you, everything was going wrong. There was like stuff that had to keep getting fixed. Like the maintenance guy had to keep coming back all the time. There was stuff just going wrong. Stuff was going out. Stuff was blowing. Like, it was bad, you guys. But in the midst of that, God said, this is where I called you to. You know how easy the whole process of like transferring and getting moved over and all that stuff was very easy, very simple. So in that moment, I'm like, okay, cool. I know this is what God have me. And it ain't just like us to be like, when things are going great, oh, I know this from God because it's just smooth sailing. And as soon as the boat started rocking, it made me think about when they were in that boat in that storm and Jesus said, we're going to get to the other side. He didn't tell them how they was going to get to the other side. He didn't tell them that, yeah, they're going to be a rad, bad storm, but we're still going to make it. He in there sleeping and everybody just in there stressing and worrying like, dude, you sleep? We sleep a lot. And then you have to remember what God said. You have to ask yourself, if that were you in the boat and God said, well, did the car change? Did I tell y'all we were going to make it across? So you have to know that each and every one of us is going to make it. Now, we may have to swim over there. I never told you how we was going to get there. But even if we had to get out the boat and swim, we're going to make it untouched and unharmed. So you got to remember the call did not change. Don't let the enemy sabotage what you're doing. Don't let them come in and taint what God's called you to do, man. Keep your promise to God. He's definitely a promise keeper. Because I'm telling you, God's going to keep surprising you. He's going to keep rewarding you. He's going to keep providing for you because that's who he is. And I know it's hard. I'm a living testament. Like I said, I can sit here right now and laugh all day. But there's nothing funny about what's going on in my life. But because I trust God and I love him wholeheartedly, like I said, I go back and forth all the time because sometimes I'm distracted and my eyes are focused on the wrong thing. I'm focused on what I see and not what God said. And when you do that, then you start, your mind goes to places. You just like, dang, how I got here? And you have to realize I started taking my eyes off the wrong stuff. So focus your eyes, fix your eyes to the sun, fix your eyes to the promises of God, get in your word, continue to read your Bible, continue to pray, continue to seek and ask, and he will provide. Keep praying until you know you're okay. Keep praying until God moves on your behalf. Keep praying until God speaks to you. And if he hasn't answered you yet, mute your distractions. Maybe you're distracted. Or maybe he just hasn't said anything. Because sometimes God is silent. But just know that in God's silence, he's still working. He's still working it out for you. It's already handled. God got your back. So don't break your promise. Because sweet things are coming. Walks in the parts and sweet things. It made me think about unthinkably good things. Ephesians 3:20. As I said, this song, I was just like, Lord. And I had to literally just sit down and pray and have a real conversation with God. Say, you know what? You're right. I did say yes. I didn't know it was going to be this hard, but I did say yes to it. And I'm going to stand on my promise. Because you haven't changed your promise. You haven't told me anything different. You've provided for me. Like I said, I'm literally going into the fifth month. Well, we just got into, well, yeah, this will be the fifth month at the end of the month. So 5 months from my job. Has it been hard? Yes, but God has provided. And I am so blessed and grateful because it's teaching me to continue to trust and fix my eyes. Is it a lesson I want to keep learning? No. Because I feel like sometimes at this point, I'm like, okay, Jasmine, you should have a little bit better faith, but we're human. It happens. So continue to trust God, man. Keep your promise. Look back. And that's why I said Throwback Thursday. Look back over the times that God showed up for you. Because like I said, it don't have to be stuff from years ago. It could be recent. Like I said, for me, it's been God provided in January, February, March, April. Now we're in May. Why would God supply every need I need in those months and not supply them in this one? Why would he do that? Is that a characteristic of God? You have to ask yourself, is that who God is? No, that's the enemy will make you think that. Your feelings will make you think that. God is a promise keeper. Just like he gave that promise to Noah, he made a promise to you. He will defend you. He got your back. So trust him. Don't break your promises. Whatever you said that you were going to do for God, do it. However you said you was going to live your life and do better, do it. And I told you guys in that reminder yesterday that if you stood up and said yes to the call, protect yourself every day. I've been saying that for the longest. When you leave your house, pray. When you go somewhere, pray. Pray that you make it back home safely, untouched and unharmed. Because a lot of people leaving out their houses and they're not making it back home. That's real. So I just want to give you guys some encouragement to be a promise keeper. Just as well as God is a promise keeper, you have also a ability to promise to God that you will keep his commandments, his decrees, and his laws. And before I leave, let me read that from Deuteronomy 11, because somebody might need to actually hear it. I promise to defend you and defend you with my life. You guys. God is so funny. Okay, so Deuteronomy 11, love and serve the Lord. Deuteronomy 11, 1 says, you shall therefore love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his rules, and his commandments always. Always. Let's look at the word always. I was going to close out. Well, I am going to close out, but one last thing. Okay, so always means at all times, on all occasions, as a last resort, failing all else. Repeatedly, for all future time, forever. So what does that mean? Say yes always. Say yes when it's not going your way. Say yes when you feel like you're in a pit and you're by yourself. Say yes when it's dark and you can't see that light. Say yes when the world has turned its back on you. Say yes when you're alone. Yes when you can't pray. Yes when you just can cry your heart out, but God hears your cries. Say yes. When people try to come up against you, say yes. Say yes always. Love and serve the Lord always. Say yes forever, because God is forever saying yes to you. So, like I said, Deuteronomy 11 is really good. I'm trying to find the one where it says, for though this is, Okay, I think this is it. 11:16. Take care lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Then the anger of the Lord will kindle against you, and he will shut up the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the land you will yield no fruit, and you will perish quickly off the good land that the Lord is giving you. And you shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. I don't ever forget that. Because sometimes it's easy to say yes, but when stuff like this happens, you start looking to, like, desperate times call for desperate measures. So you start looking, okay, I can do this. I'm going to just go back to work for a little while. Then I'm going to quit again, and then God going to be okay. No, because God never told you to do that. Or I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to date this man for a little while, even though I know God said this ain't the man, but I get lonely. No, God never told you to do that. I'm going to keep this friend around because I don't want to be friendless. She my one last friend. No, God never told you to do that. Keep all his commandments always. And I'm telling you, once you fully let these things go, the rewards that's coming to you, sweet walks in the park, sweet nothing, surprises, God is going to continue to blow your mind. So, like I said, this is how God gave it to me. And the one that I hold steady to my heart is 11:27. Because that's when I realized that he was telling me, on 11:27, like I said, he told me to put in my 30-day notice. And this is what he told me from Deuteronomy 11:27. The blessings if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way that I'm commanding you today to go after other gods that you have not known. So in a nutshell, like I told you guys, God gave me a choice. Either you're going to go willingly or I'm going to make it hard for you and you're going to have to end up leaving. And I said, yes, I'm going to go willingly. And when I go, I have to remember that when I go to keep God's commandment, don't start befriending things that you never was friends with before, especially if it don't honor God. Don't start holding on to fear and anxiety. And it makes you call and run out back from the things God called you from. You don't want to be shut out from God's blessing, God's hand. Because like he said in the Bible, without God, you have nothing. So you want him to bless the land you're on. You want him to bless your life. You want him to continue to be your father. And you want to honor him. Just like you honor your parents. Some of you have a relationship with them. You know, I don't have those relationships. My daddy is gone and I don't talk to my mom. But when you have parents, you honor them. I still honor my mother, you know. I try not to disrespect her or anything because she's still my mother. Honor thy mother, thy father. I honor her as my mother. And I keep my promises of what I say I'm going to do. So, let me go because I'm wheezing. But I hope this encouraged you. Laugh today. And if you got to laugh and cry at the same time, you do that. You do whatever it takes to get you through this. It's going to be all good. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So cry about it, laugh about it, scream, shout, but don't you break your promise to God. Okay? Okay. Don't get popped now.